Okay, so let's talk about biodiversity loss. The experts say that we're in the midst of the sixth mass extinction on Earth. Previous mass extinctions have been due to all sorts of things like meteors and so on, but this one is all of our doing. And these figures are also a few years old now, but 68% of the wildlife population, the numbers of wildlife, has gone. Half the plants are gone, half the fish are gone. But of the fish that we eat, the big fish that we eat, 80 to 90% of those are gone. So the experts, even in the science literature, which is notoriously conservative normally, you get these scientists saying things like, humans are responsible, the sixth mass extinction is already here, and the window for effective action is very short. This is almost alarmist language, but it's in the science literature. So these guys are dead worried. What is the greatest driver of biodiversity loss? 80% of agricultural land is devoted to livestock and feed, and meat is the biggest threat to wildlife. So it's not feral cats. It's not plastic. It's meat. So these are the biodiversity loss hotspots globally. And you can see that, well, it's pretty much everywhere. Nutrient pollution. Now, this is considered the greatest environmental pollution on Earth. And what is it? It's the nitrogen and phosphorus that come from our food systems. And what we do is we have this Haber-Bosch process that pulls nitrogen out of thin air, basically. And the nitrogen that's in the air is non-reactive, but the nitrogen that we use for fertilizers is reactive. So this process that we developed for making explosives, we use it with great effect as a fertilizer. So the excess fertilizer enters the waterways, and it acidifies and it eutrophies, it strips the oxygen, and it makes acid the fresh water. So, and it's considered the single greatest coastal water and air polluter. So in the US, as with other countries, meat production is the leading cause of nitrogen pollution in the USA. But there are now 300 to 400 ocean dead zones around the world from nitrogen pollution. The Gulf of Mexico is a classic, but this map shows that the red dots are the dead zones, permanent dead zones. And these occur mostly at the estuaries, offshore from the big rivers that deliver the big load of nitrogen and phosphorus. But the worrying thing about this, well, dead zones are worrying, obviously, but even more worrying is the blue in this map. And that is that the open oceans are starting to be depleted of oxygen. And so that we're losing oxygen in the open oceans, which of course, if there's no oxygen, the fish can't live, the wildlife can't live. So hypoxic, that is water lacking in oxygen, hypoxic oceans are a driver in past mass extinctions. So where does that nitrogen come from? Well, nitrogen is fed to plants, which is then eaten by us partially. Most of it's eaten by animals. So if we eat chicken, which is the most efficient of protein converters, nitrogen, by the way, is almost the equivalent of protein. The first level test for protein is the nitrogen content. So that's why nitrogen fertilizers are so important to produce protein for us to eat. So of the nitrogen that's placed on the crops, if we eat chicken, which have eaten the crops, we waste 80%. And this is the most efficient of the converters. We waste 80%. So it's like lining up five bowls of pasta in front of you for dinner. And you eat one bowl and you throw out the other four bowls. That's the 80% that's wasted if we eat chicken. So this is where the wastage in the food system is. Beef is the most wasteful. 96% of the protein they ingest, or the nitrogen they ingest, is wasted. Pork, 85% is wasted. And there have been a lot of study, particularly in Europe, where you have different countries bordering rivers that are polluted. So you get this nitrogen runoff from all these pig factories, etc., and it pollutes the rivers. So one country complains to the originating country. So you have all these studies done, and Europe's the leader in nitrogen studies. And what they found is that the solution to reducing the nitrogen to a level where the natural systems can cope is a no-meat diet, is the most effective way to prevent the killing off the waterways, basically. Fresh water. This is a big concern. By 2030, we'll need 40% more water. That's just around the corner. We don't have enough water now. 84% of cropland will have less water due to climate change. And this, perhaps, is the most worrying point about water and about climate change, is that there's over 20 million climate refugees per year. And that's averaged since 2008. There was over 100 million last year. But let me tell you about how that happens. In developing countries, well, most of these 20 million refugees, by the way, are in the poorer nations, and they stay within their continent. So they're not refugees running to another continent. They flee where they can't grow food, and they flee to other regions within their country, or to other countries bordering theirs. So Africa is the hotspot of these refugees. And that causes all sorts of social unrest and armed conflict in the end. But this is the face of climate change. Of course, the Millennium Drought in Iraq, in Syria, resulted in 5 million people, refugees, and some of them tried to go into Europe. And the problems that that presented were enormous. They were global problems. So that's, I think, it's not, sea level rise is not going to happen in our lifetimes as much as that. The big problem is the refugees. That's the climate, critical climate thing. And where does the water go? Well, it takes six times more water to grow a kilo of protein, or a pound of protein, from animal sources than it does from plant sources. And it takes 20 times more water to grow calories from beef than from grain or potato. So six times more water for protein, 20 times more water for calories. The oceans. Overfishing has wiped out 90% of the fish that we eat. Bottom trawling has ploughed the continental shelves. We've destroyed the ecosystems on much of our continental shelves by bottom trawling, which it's unseen. So this is why they've discovered that half the plastics in the ocean are actually discarded fishing gear, or nets that have been ripped up and lost because they hit something hard. We've been bottom trawling and ripping up nets and discarding them for a long time now. Now, this is a really interesting study. The Global Ocean Commission was set up some years ago,